driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
A lawsuit has been filed concerning an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Atlanta, with victims saying their hotel was negligent. Fox's Gernal Scott has more live.
Steve, dozens of plaintiffs, including 12 with confirmed infections of Legionnaires, believe their exposure happened at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel between late June and mid-July. One person died of the disease. Attorney L. Chris Stewart says his clients did not know they were exposed, and when pneumonia-like symptoms started showing up,
their doctors did not know to look up a disease that has been extinct or not around prevalently in years.
Officials with the hotel aren't commenting. Lawyers are calling this the largest outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Georgia history, Steve.
Gernal, criminal charges stemming from the investigation of the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, have been filed. That shooting left 9 people dead. The Justice Department charging a friend of Connor Betts with lying on federal firearms forms. Authorities saying the friend bought a firearm accessory and body armor for Betts earlier this year. Police killed Betts 30 seconds after the mass shooting began. Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in effect for much of the South.
The most dangerous heat indices from eastern Oklahoma to the Mississippi River Valley through tomorrow. The heat wave will break a little bit for most on Wednesday. Strong storms are expected across the Midwest this afternoon and evening, especially from Iowa into central Illinois. Large hail, damaging winds, flash flooding, and a few tornadoes will be possible.
Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean. A case of the Mondays on Wall Street. The Dow down 307 points, the NASDAQ off 77, and the S&P 500 down 31 points. Investors retreating because of heightened anxiety over the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China. President Trump threatened to impose a new 10% tariff on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods next month. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang on, hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Monday, but it's not just any Monday. It is a very, very special day on a lot of different counts. First of all, it's the first day back at school for hundreds of thousands of kids in the Clark County School District and elsewhere around the state. Some school districts will go later, but here in the Clark County School District, it is today. Joining us now, Jared Fisher, small businessman, former candidate for governor, maybe a future candidate for public office. We don't know. But today is special, not just because it's the first day of school, but Jared, it's special for another reason.
Yeah.
And?
It's my daughter's birthday.
Well, give a shout out.
Happy birthday, Sequoia. She's 8 years old today. It's the first day of school, and she'll be having donuts.
Today's donut day for the birthday girl?
Yeah, for all my kids, their birthday, they get a big box of Winchell's donuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. So we're a healthy family, but we do eat donuts.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like the guy that rode 3,400 miles over 18 days and leads a pristine life.
Hey, I ate a donut a day.
I love it. So Sequoia is 8, and she is the love of your life.
Yeah. Well, my two girls, my wife and Sequoia. Yes.
Yeah. No, but that's really cool. Was she really excited today?
Going back to school? Yeah, just it was great to see all the kids. I live out in Blue Diamond, as I've told you before, a small little community. There is 34 kids in that school. Yes. Three teachers, 34 kids. Just a great little school. People bring them from the Mountain's Edge area or other parts of Vegas when they find out a small school like that still exists. It's one of the older schools in Nevada, a rural school, and it's just a quaint little place, so love it.
Now, I know Sequoia may be listening to this on the podcast at a later date. Do you have anything special planned for her after school?
Well, just the donuts, really.
Yeah.
And then we always let our kids plan whatever they want to do for their birthday. Generally, we don't do presents. We just do activities, because those are the best things.
Oh, yeah. They stay with you
throughout life. You know, toys just kind of
What does she want to do?
I don't know. She's talking about trampoline places and stuff.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was thinking she was going to go to Wet n' Wild or something and watch the movies from the lazy.
A trampoline is something that even Dad could do.
Yeah, yeah.
If Dad is sufficiently recovered from 3,400 miles over 18 days. For those of you who don't know, he rode across the country 3,400 miles, 18 days, coast to coast, ocean to ocean.
Yeah, I'm still recovering.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm still a little bit sore, but I'm getting back in active mode, I suppose. So,
wow. Yeah. So Sequoia, happy birthday. Happy 8th birthday, and many, many more to you, and your family's very excited. So,
all right. Thanks.
Very, 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 very happy about that. okay. Let's talk a little bit about recovery from 3,400 miles, 18 days. Is that something you get over in a week or two?
No. We talked a little bit about this, but no, generally something like this takes months and months to recover from. Your body does wear down quite a bit. So, yeah, my hands right now are still numb. I've got three fingers on my left hand that I can't feel. And I burnt them the other day, and I didn't know. And then I looked down, and I'm like, hey, I burnt my finger. Look at that.
Now, one of the great things about the trip you took was that it showed you places, Glacier National Park, for instance, for one, that as you were doing this, you said, wow, my family would love coming out here.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what did you do over the weekend?
Yeah, this whole past week, we decided to go back up to a couple of those places I experienced riding across the country in Glacier National Park in Montana, which took me 5 days to get across that state. Glacier was gorgeous. It was fantastic. So I took my family back up there, and we did some hiking up there, saw some mountain sheep, the different types of mountain goats, some rams. It was fantastic. There was bears that were seen up there. I didn't see any. And then we came down and we rafted outside of McDonald Lake. And then we rafted down outside of Yellowstone National Park on our way back down, cycled through Tetons and rafted the Snake River, which was fantastic. and we're able to see five bald eagles flying up the river. And I guess the thing that we experienced was just the beauty of America. We got a great country, Kevin, and we've got to keep it the greatest country in the world. I love this country. And when you see it and you see these national parks, this open land that we have, this innovation of our entrepreneurs who, you know, these farmers that we still have, all that's still going on out there. And you know what? That's our culture. That's our country. And, you know, I experienced from a bike, but, you know, you can experience from a car, you know, from a small airplane. Any way you want, but it's still
so. How
out
did
there.
You get to Glacier National Park? Did you
drove my truck up there with a little camper on the back? Well, big camper actually. Yeah, so we went up there and just. I mean, it's kind of glamping, but I love hardcore camping, as you know. But my wife and the kids, they kind of like to come back and maybe get a shower or something. So,
so what does that mean? Holiday Inn Express?
No, it's my camper truck. I actually have a camper on my truck. So that's how we roll. The Fisher family, that's how we roll.
I love that. I love it. Jared Fisher joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And you provided your family with a great outdoor adventure. What was best about Glacier National Park? I mean, is it just the scenery just blows you away?
I'm going to say that I was impressed at how the National Park Service was doing their job up there. You know, they're running a business. And you've got tens of thousands of people in a day going through that park on different areas within that park. There's all different sections. And just the way they were managing it was really well. Really well done. I was impressed. That's a resource, though, for our country because you've got people from all over the world that come to that national park. And Yellowstone. We popped through Yellowstone and Teton National Park on our way, you know, on this adventure. You know, people from all over the world are coming here spending dollars in America. That's why it's an important asset to our country to take care of these national parks, make sure they're places people will continue to bring their families, enjoy the scenery, and they'll bring their money and help our economy out too.
You know? More coming up from Jared Fisher, a world traveler. He's a guy that has traversed not just our state but our country. Just an amazing individual. A lot has been going on over the last 7-8 days, not just his trip to Glacier National Park. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Out across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor, joining us. A couple of things dating back to your campaign, and I'm just curious about this. I'm sure you have some thoughts on it. This is the first day of school for hundreds of thousands of kids across the state of Nevada. And I'm curious, our education system, it's not what we want it to be. Are we making any progress?
Well, that's a loaded question, Kevin. You know, we've talked about this before in the past, but I put a big, extensive education plan together. And right after my campaign for governor, we decided we were going to, you know, pull down our website. And as I pulled it down and then left it offline for a little while, I thought, you know what? I took a lot of time on that education plan. I'm going to put this back up. So I want to let everybody know out there, if you want to go and look at the education plan that I worked with quite a few people on putting this together, I even have the video still up. You can go to Fisher for Nevada and just type in the education, and you can look at the education plan we put together. You know, I'm pretty proud of that plan. I wish I had an opportunity to implement that plan, and I didn't at this point in my life. But
doesn't mean you won't.
It doesn't mean I won't. And, you know, if I run for something else or if I do run for governor again, you know, I've got a basis of what I want to do. And you can see what our plan was. But rather than getting into the details, it's a 10-point plan. I mean, it goes through empowering families, two-generation learning opportunities, apprenticeships, on and on, fair pay for teachers and so forth. But I want to just hound in on just one thing. The people ask me, you know, how do you know when a kid's going to be successful? And it's really easy for me to figure that out. I just simply go to school with my kid, and I see which parents are there. And when I see a parent there on the first day, like, for example, today, I rode bikes with my little girl to school. It was awesome. Show up at school, and, yeah, there's more parents than normal there. But to see the parents there with their kids engaged with their children's education, where they care about what's going on in their children's education, those are the kids that have the best opportunity to be successful throughout their lives. And, you know, there's a statistic that I once talked about during my campaign, and it was, I can guarantee every person, every young kid in this country $400,000, $450,000 guaranteed right now in your pocket. And all it's going to take is them to get through high school, because it is a fact, a statistical fact, that every child who engages in school and finishes high school will make, on average, over $400,000 more in their lifetime. Now, not every kid is meant for college. I don't necessarily know I was meant for college, Kevin, but I went to college, and I learned great things there. There's another statistic. Everybody who goes to college and completes 4 years of college is going to have $1.5 million more in their pocket over the course of their lifetime. Those are statistics. So if we can keep Americans, Nevadans, and Americans in school at least through high school, our country is going to benefit over it.
What about the idea, the Bernie Sanders, the Elizabeth Warren notion that, well, we'll make school free, we'll make college free, and not just grade school, middle school, high school, but we're going to, so it's not going to be just K through 12 anymore. It's going to be K through 16, let's say. Is that worth looking at, of giving, making every child that wants to go to college able to go to college?
But you're going to get a lot of different opinions on this, Kevin, as you know, because, you know, the progressives and the conservatives and so forth. But my personal view on that is, you're not teaching responsibility when you're just giving a free education through college. We give an education through high school, and that's a gift that we have for all Americans. And we should be taking advantage of that, and let's not throw that out the window. As far as college goes, like I was just saying to you, not every kid is meant for college. And so we don't need to put money out there and just give them a lot of this money for that reason. I sent my kid to school, and I didn't send him to school, excuse me. I gave him the opportunity. He was either going to go on I will help you with college. I'll give you $2,000 a semester as a good dad, because I can afford it, and that's it. End of story. Or you can go and serve a mission for our church, or do something, some humanity, whatever it be, serve humanity in some way, and I will help support you in that. And so he decided to take the $2,000, and he got together a $15,000 per semester education through Temple University and went to Japan. And rather than him going, "Dad, can you give me, you know, I changed my mind. Can you give me 15 grand so I can go to college in Japan?" I said, "No, I cannot." I said, "Maybe I could do that, but I'm not going to do that. You're going to learn responsibility. Here's your $2,000. You send me the bill from college. I will send them $2,000. And so he went out on his own and figured out how to get grants. He's got a job delivering food on a bike in Japan. He is learning about life, because I did not give him a free ride through college. I'm letting him be a responsible individual. And you know what? People need to learn how to fly on their own.
Well, no, wait, because my advice would have been, why don't you just wait till Bernie Sanders is elected president and you can go for free?
Yeah.
Hell with 15 grand, go to MIT where it's like, what, 40 grand a year, 50 grand a year.
Yeah, well, you can't just give things to people and expect a perfect outcome, Kevin. You know that. And that's not teaching a responsible way of life. And so, like, I don't back that at all. I do think that education through high school is an important to our country. It's important to our economy. There's many reasons behind that. We need to keep doing that. But beyond high school, you know, we can't just be given free rides, but we need to make the opportunity available for them to figure out, like I did with my son, how to get there. You know, go out and figure it out. You know, I can help you out a little bit, but there's no reason for us just to give handouts. And, you know, that doesn't help anything out. It's not going to help America out. You know, so
final couple of minutes. I want to talk about what's been going on. The gun control issue back on our radar, tragedies in Northern California, Gilroy, Dayton, in El Paso. Is it going to change anything? I mean, we thought Sandy Hook, 20 beautiful children, 6 adults wiped out. We said, now that'll move the needle. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Well, you know, I grew up, I mean, I have a potato gun. That's the only gun I have, and a BB gun. I shoot cats when they come and eat my cat's cat food in my backyard. You know what? Taking guns away, that's a part of our culture, of our country. And I think we've done a good job about teaching responsible ways. You know, I took my kids to shoot some automatic guns because I've never done that before. I thought that'd be interesting. But I said, kids, you know, this is dangerous. But I went there. I don't even remember the name of the place. It was in Henderson. But they were very informative, very educational. I respected them a lot. And I walked out of there thinking, you know what? If we teach everybody these things, you know, people will understand that it's not guns that kill people. You know what? It's the people out there that are shooting people. We need to work on our culture. It's not guns. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't want to rile up a bunch of feathers. I'm not running for office or anything right now. But, you know, after traveling to Canada, other countries, Mexico and Europe, Spain, Italy, France, I've been to all these countries, and we got a great country here, and we built it off certain values. And, you know, gun ownership is one of those values. And let's just be responsible with those guns, and we're going to be just fine.
Hey, give my best to Sequoia.
I will. Thank
you. She comes in here from time to time.
Yeah.
It's always good to see her.
Yeah, she sits.
Sorry,
yep.
I missed her birthday.
It's okay.
But we kind of covered that.
We covered it.
We covered it. Hey, you have a good one. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Okay.
That is Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Joining us, God, I just love it when he comes in. He always has a good story or two to tell. As we continue, live and local now. It's just your mood and stride.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow is down over 300 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P are also lower. Among the stocks getting beat up today, Bank of America, Citigroup, and the chipmaker Qualcomm. The research company Strategus asked some 500 investors how they're feeling about the stock market. 28% of those surveyed said they're buying stocks, 18% said they're selling, 55% said they're doing nothing, standing pat. One analyst says buy Roku, don't buy Netflix. Laura Martin says Roku is like an arms dealer. It supplies the product, it doesn't care what you watch, as long as you're watching something, while Netflix only does well if its programs do well. Shares of Rite Aid are higher. The drugstore chain, which lost nearly $100 million in the recent quarter, has hired a former Blue Cross executive as its next CEO, Hayward Donegan. She also ran a digital healthcare platform. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Attorney General William Barr says he was angry to learn the accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein was apparently able to kill himself behind bars in New York.
You're now learning of serious irregularities at this facility that are deeply concerning and demand a thorough investigation.
He was speaking at a police officers' conference in New Orleans. There, a source tells Fox Epstein hadn't been checked on for hours before his body was found and that a cellmate had been moved out. Immigrants who receive public assistance like food stamps or Medicaid could have their applications to stay in the country denied.
We certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own two feet. And so if people are not able to be self-sufficient, then this negative factor is going to bear very heavily against them.
Ken Cuccinelli's acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The rule would apply to immigrants who accept welfare benefits for any 12 months in a three-year period. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. The host of The Story on Fox News Channel sits down with major newsmakers each week to get their untold story.
But I was invited by this church to come and just speak, and I did, and they then asked me to come and be like their interim pastor. And after a few months, they said, okay, we think we found our pastor. And I said, oh, that's great, then tell me when my last day is. And they said, well, that's just it. You're the guy.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else, they're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, we are your radio program of record each and every day, right here, live and local now. One of the things that we do on this program, and we've told you this for years now, we have a tacit agreement with you. Those of you that listen to this program on a regular basis. And the tacit agreement is, you go ahead and do what you have to do over the weekend. On Sunday morning, you can sleep in. On Sunday morning, you can go to church or not go to church. I'm a personal believer in going to church, but that's fine. You can enjoy mimosas and Bloody Marys at brunch. You can go out and play a round of golf or tennis. You're not tied to the crazy, stupid, sometimes mind-numbing Sunday shows. Because our crack staff monitors those. And if there's anything of note, we bring it to you on Monday morning. For instance, yesterday, on Face the Nation, Michael Bloomberg, billionaire, really rich guy, had a message to the far left of the Democrat Party. And the message was crystal clear. America is not ready for the far left agenda of AOC and her squad. But let's go to Michael Bloomberg with Margaret Brennan. His reaction to President Trump, the tweets, and a message for the far left of the Democrat Party.
To
Joe Biden has said the president encourages white supremacism. Bernie Sanders said the president's a racist. Elizabeth Warren said he's stirring up racial conflict. Beto O'Rourke said he is making the risk of violence like this in El Paso more real. Do you think that it's a mistake for Democrats to tie the president's rhetoric to these mass killings?
No, I think words matter. People look to their leadership for guidance, and to say that it doesn't have an effect is wrong. So what the president says is very important. And if he supports or says nice things about racists, it encourages racism. If he goes and says nice things about white supremacists, he encourages that kind of violence. He's just, I hope he understands this, he cannot go and just have shoot off his mouth and say anything. He's the president of the United States.
You decided not to run for president. Is there anything that would make you reconsider?
No, I don't think so. I thought about it a little bit when I was driving into Des Moines today, thinking, you know, I came here and I spent a good chunk of a month meeting the people of this great state. And in some senses, I missed the being on the campaign trail. I had three elections. I won them all. I know how to put together a team. I know how to put together a team, not just to win elections. I know how to put together a team to actually deliver the services you promise. But I did that. And now it's time to do something else.
Can Democrats win if they bill themselves as progressives?
I think if you are very progressive, no. I think the public wants evolutionary change, not revolutionary change.
Do you think that Democrats need a new generation?
I think there's an awful lot to be said for experience and accomplishment. There's a value to having been there, done that, and to understand that if there were simple solutions to complex problems, we would have solved those problems. I'm not a believer that, oh, there's a new generation coming along and they own the right to set the agenda. I think you earn your spurs and you earn the right to set an agenda by showing people that what you've been doing is working.
I just love this. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in, you tell us what matters to you. Normally, for the first portion of the show, for the majority of the show, we essentially talk about what's important, the news of the day, what's going on. We talk with interesting people about things they're interested in. That's the way the show rolls, at least for most of the show. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Let's go to Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I think that it was a quid pro quo. President Clinton appointed Judge Berman in 1998. After 21 years, he was the chief judge there. He refused Mr. Epstein bail so he could be murdered in jail in the Metropolitan Correctional Institute under Mayor de Blasio, who put 1,000 Muslims on the NYPD. And this was done so that, you know what would have happened? Bill Clinton would have been sentenced to go to jail and be in the same cell with Mr. Epstein. So I accuse Mr. Berman, and they got a Jew to kill a Jew. They got Judge Berman, 76 years old now, senior judge there, to kill Mr. Epstein, a Jew, and hang him, and almost like a reenactment of the Jesus with Lord Caiaphas, head of the...
Okay. I think we see where you're going. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. Again, there are a lot of people throwing a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I'm sorry, but I don't buy into it. I just don't. Conspiracy theories can be busted by one person, one news report, one investigative journalism piece, and that can get blown up real, real fast. I just don't buy into it. Anyway, you want to join us, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844 563-8232. Cory Booker is another one of those presidential wannabes that's been out there in Iowa and New Hampshire and different places and in El Paso. And Cory Booker yesterday was on with George Stephanopoulos. Like, let's go to cut six. Let's go to cut six. Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, hopeful that we have reached the tipping point on gun control. I happen to think it's wishful thinking. To be really honest with you, I think it's wishful thinking. This whole gun control thing. If it didn't happen after Sandy Hook with all those beautiful children that were gunned down, it ain't going to happen here in El Paso or Dayton. But this was Cory Booker. This is cut number six. He was on with George Stephanopoulos talking about reaching that tipping point when it comes to gun control. They're now calling it, they've rebranded that. It's no longer gun control. It's gun safety. So when you hear gun safety, you just immediately track it as gun control. Here it is.
You've been pretty clear all week long that this issue is a matter of morality, not politics. But I guess the big question is, how do you transform a moral moment into practical action? You know, President Obama spoke in moral terms after Newtown. He sang Amazing Grace after the massacre in South Carolina. But Washington didn't act in a meaningful way. How can you succeed where President Obama failed?
Well, it can't be a me, it has to be a we. We have a nation right now where people are feeling the fear penetrating our culture. From talking to even Latino leaders in the media telling me about how if family members are afraid to speak Spanish in public now, I have had teachers telling me about what kind of surrender is it in our society where we tell our children basically we can't protect you, so we're going to teach you in school how to duck and cover and shelter in place. More and more Americans are seeing that this is a matter of freedom in this country. Will we be a nation free from fear, free from violence, free from a culture where mass shootings happen almost with a regularity where it's happening every day? And so I think this is the time to lead and take responsibility, to be a lot bolder than just small steps towards safety and security. And I think that I can be a leader with Americans activating and engaging on this issue that actually pass meaningful common sense gun safety that makes our children, our families, our churches, mosques, our shopping centers safe.
You say boldness is the answer. You want to call for gun licensing, nationwide gun licensing, but how can you pass that when even background checks, which 90% of gun owners, according to some polls, support, can't get through the United States Senate?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of leadership, presidential leadership. I hear a lot of the pundits say that if Donald Trump actually took responsibility for this moment and stepped forward and said this is something we should do, that it would move Mitch McConnell and a lot of other folks. We need a president that's willing to drive forward on this issue and hold people accountable. I think that we can make this an issue really in our nation where people who have sworn an oath, really helped be a part of a government that's primary responsibility is to keep people safe, that we can begin to hold them accountable. And if they fail to be accountable, we can begin to win seats, flip, in the same way the NRA in the past has been able to make such a big difference in elections, so much so that many Republicans are afraid of them. We can flip that around and make them afraid of the overwhelming majorities of Americans that will hold them accountable. That's the kind of tough leadership we need right now that's going to make sure that people who do not step up to protect this nation pay a price for that.
That's Cory Booker. Cory Booker is obviously a senator from New Jersey, running for president, one of the 25 presidential wannabes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to more of your calls. Also, somebody that was in Reno earlier this year and did an amazing job. All the reports from my friends at Nevada Policy Research Institute say she was absolutely great. Kimberly Strassel was on one of the Sunday shows and said something that stuck out to me. We'll see what you think of it. We'll get to that and your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to join us, here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. And that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. You know, the 2020 reelect is underway. I don't think there's any question about it. And we know what the president's running on. He's not running on gun control or anything else. He is running on the economy. That we've got the best economic numbers in our lifetime. Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, all have better job numbers than they've ever had before. And that's what the president is eventually going to run on. All this crazy stuff out there, the gun control stuff, the emoluments clause, all of that stuff is drivel. It doesn't really matter. I don't know how many of you in Reno had a chance to see Kimberly Strassel when NPRI brought her in a couple of months ago. I think it was at the Pepper Mill, maybe, or one of the other places. But supposedly she did a great job. And she was on Fox yesterday, on Fox News Sunday, saying that we are a long way from Dems being able to challenge Trump and the Republicans on the economy. This is cut number 7, by the way. That the economy is so good, the Democrats simply can't tell people it's not good. It's horrible. It is too good. This was Kimberly Strassel yesterday. Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News Sunday.
There was an article in Market Watch on Friday of this week, which suggested that the president could give up as much as 3,000 points on the Dow before the Democrats could really use the economy and the markets against him in the political campaign. Do you agree?
Well, look, yeah, the fundamentals remain very strong. And I think that's why you also see this amazing resilience in the stock market, yeah. Right? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that continue to say we're only one closing bell away from a disaster, that assets are overpriced, and that, you know, we're just waiting for the big fall. But I think what you see is markets increasingly, and traders, you know, they've been reassured by some of these fundamentals. And so, you know, they might get knocked around for some of the comments that come out or the latest news on the trade deal, but they seem to then get their footing again. I think the worry, rather, is that you've got is the bigger question of a business investment and a slowing there, and this uncertainty that Bill mentioned, is it's what could come in the future if they do not have some reason to be able to believe that there is continued good times and a continued possibility, or that trade is really going to knock them sideways.
I tend to agree with her that I could be wrong on this, but I think you know, Kim Strassel is right. The economy is so good that it's going to be very, very difficult. In fact, it's going to be nearly impossible to undo this economy. I want to get Dan Abrams in here. He is the ABC legal analyst. Was on with George Stephanopoulos. Let's go to cut 2. Cut number 2. George Stephanopoulos. People asking, in fact, one of the things that I was asked yesterday a bunch by folks just in my travels is, well, does this mean that the investigation into the Jeffrey Epstein thing is done? And the answer is, according to Dan Abrams, the legal eagle on ABC, was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, the answer is a big N-O.
Dan, the U.S. attorney is making clear this case is not over.
Right. So the criminal case against Jeffrey Epstein is over. But the U.S. attorney, the same office that filed the charges against Epstein, is making it clear that they're continuing to investigate the conspiracy. Meaning, if you actually read the indictment of Epstein, even there, it mentions three other employees who were assisting in some way, shape, or form. So it is clear they're going to continue investigating the conspiracy aspect. Who else might have been helping Epstein all this time? And there could still be additional charges, and we may see a lot of the facts that people are saying will never be heard or never be seen now come out in public.
Also see civil cases against the estate.
Well, that's right. So people are asking, you know, what happens to all his money, etc. Just because he dies doesn't mean that various people can't sue his estate. But remember, any new cases still face statute of limitations questions, particularly in the state of Florida, where some of this allegedly happened. You've got a real issue there with regard to some of the things that happened maybe in 2004, 2005, 2002. You could have real statute of limitations problems in filing new lawsuits in the state of Florida, but civil lawsuits definitely will continue on the whole against the Epstein estate.
Dan Abrams, pretty smart guy when it comes to the law. I tend to believe what he says. This thing is far from over, and that ultimately through discovery, there will be names named. Let's go to Frank. Frank, it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about, my friend?
Well, Scaramouche has turned to the dark side. What are the chances of him being back on Fox, any of the Fox channels, even the sports ones? How say you?
Slim and none.
I think Slim left town, but yeah. Please proceed.
No. I think his brand, Anthony Scaramucci, former communications director for the White House for a nanosecond, and now he has turned on the president. I don't look for him to surface. Maybe he'll end up with MSNBC or somebody. Really go to the dark side.
Can I get, if you don't, if you have other colors, can I get two quick things on guns or just one quick thing on guns?
One quick thing on guns.
Okay. Well, one quick thing. Kevin, did God make big men?
Yes.
Did God make little men?
Yes.
Smith and Wesson made us all equal. Take care, buddy.
I love that. I love that. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, John Sarpalis. The president of NPRI. Been a while since he's been on. He is loaded for bear. There's so much stuff going on in the state, out of state, nationally. We'll cover it all tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at
Pecos. Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.